Bridge Church family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're excited about today. We're so excited about this Sunday. And we're so grateful for God and for all he is doing, what all he has done. Y'all, we are in day 16 days of prayer. Come on. Come on. So day 16 really means, y'all, this is the last. Hi, y'all. Thank you, God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. This is the last week. Come on. Come on. Hi, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. This is the last week of prayer. And hallelujah, y'all. But here it is. I know we got excited, but this is the tough week right here. Listen, starting tomorrow, we are here every day of the week, 6 o'clock in the morning. Come on, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm glad you clapped, because some of them looked at me and was like, I'm not clapping for that, amen. It's cool. 6 a.m. in the morning, so listen, come and finish out the week strong. So we're hoping that you come and join us. This is 21 days of prayer and fasting has been such a great way to get closer and to be tapped into God this month. And then also to y'all, Friday, everybody, Friday is Bless the Block, y'all. So Bless the Block is our time where we are gearing back to give back to our family, our community. We literally want to bless the whole block. There's a food truck going to be here. Corn, gaming, bus, bounce house, haircuts, nails. There's just a whole bunch of stuff here. And we want to give the whole community supplies. Last year, we served over about 500 people last year. Yeah, come on, come on, come on. And we are expecting to do the same. So guess what we need? Y'all, we need a major push this week. So this is a perfect time for you to get up Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday at 6 a.m. and come drop off your supplies. Amen. Come on. Yep, that's it. Come on. Make some noise. Come drop your supplies off. And so we want to, all of our kids are being blessed, and we're excited about that. I'm excited because today I get to stand in proxy for your pastor, Pastor Edwin, as he is on an assignment this morning. I get to be tagged in and be able to deliver a message for a series called Tapped In. How many have been enjoying the series Tapped In? Come on. It's been a blessing to us and to my family, so we're excited about what God is doing. Come on, let's stand to your feet. We're going to come from Acts chapter 16. Verses 25. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 34. Don't forget, right after this service, we will have growth track step 3. That's it. There it is. So we want to make sure if you're trying to get connected to this church in a major way, you want to come and be a part of that class. You don't have to wait to step 1 today. Amen. Amen. I want to give a shout out to my family. My family is always right beside me. Y'all saw my son struggling with the... My bad. I didn't mean to... My fault. My fault. Hallelujah. So, a lot of people are bringing it up, and they don't know how heavy it is until they put their hands on it. That thing is heavy. And so I'm grateful for all my sons and my son few over there. So grateful. And then my sister, y'all. My sister is here. My sister Jamie. She is in the building. Love her to life. Savannah. Y'all know Savannah, y'all. She started walking now, so she's into everything. Yeah. And she has her own, you know, she runs everything. Look out, clapping. Hallelujah. Because she know we're talking about her. And then also my beautiful wife, Samantha. She is. She is fine. So, Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, verses 25 to 34. If you have it, say, I've got it. That's 3 of y'all. If you have it, say, I've got it. All right, now we can go. So it says it like this. I'm reading from the NIV version. At midnight, or about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword. He was about to kill himself. The jailer called for lights, rushed in, fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your whole household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in the house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, and he and his whole household. Y'all, so for just a moment of time, just for matter, I want to teach and preach from this topic: tap into his power. Tap into his power. Pray with me. God, we love you and we honor you. Decrease me, increase all of you. Let your people see none of me but all of you. God, I just pray that my meditation study time, any anointing partnering as we declare and decree your holy and sacred word. Forgive me of anything that I've done that hasn't been pleasing unto you. Wash me, God, so I can stand rightfully behind your sacred desk to preach, teach, and declare your sacred and holy word. It's in your son's name we pray this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody who love God, say amen. You go into your seat. Come on, tell somebody, tap into his power. Come on, you supposed to say it like I said, his power. No, you didn't. No, he's about to. I appreciate you. Y'all, last month, my family and I, we got a chance to celebrate our son's birthday, Kian. He turned 12. We had a whole setup at the Riverview Farm Park. Had a whole setup. We had food, bounce house, snow cone machine, music through a speaker. Had the whole setup, y'all. And in order for the bounce house and the snow cone machine and the speaker with the music to work, there had to be power and a shelter on the tent. So luckily, y'all, when we got there, there was a outlet setup situation under the tent that we rented. But the problem was I can only plug up two at a time. Yeah, oh yeah. So it was bounce and snow cones, or snow cones and music, or bounce house and snow cones, one or the other. I only had the chance. I had to plug up two at a time. So what I decided was I'm gonna plug up the music first and then the bounce house first, so they can be plugged up to the power source. So that's what I said I decided to do, so the kids can go out our face and our nerves and jumping and down on the bounce house, and we can sing together with the music. Then when it was time to plug up the snow cone, because I promised the kids we were going to have snow cone, and snow cones is what our kids wanted to get. And so I said, okay, plug the snow cone machine up. I had to unplug the bounce house. So I put the bounce house on pause, so I plugged up the snow cone machine. Y'all, so once I unplugged it and plugged up the snow cone machine, to my dismay and to my surprise, I went to touch the arm machine and it didn't work. I'm bewildered because I'm confused, because the bounce house was just working, right? The music was just playing. Then all of a sudden, I unplugged the bounce house and I plug up and nothing. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, Lord, we done blew out the fuse. I thought we'd have messed something up. And then obviously that wasn't it. So when it wasn't working, I called the people who let us rent the snow cone machine. I didn't call them, fuss them out, because they didn't give me something broken. Right. Don't make me out a lie. I didn't promise snow cones. And now I look like I can't do it. Right? Come on, you know you don't want to upset your children. And so, but then the Holy Spirit arrested me. Something took hold of me, y'all. And outlet, So I walk up to the outlet, and I happen to look down, and I happen to see there was a reset button. Y'all, I done fussed these people out. Because I thought it was broke. I said, I done spent money and you done gave me. I was annoyed, right? So I realized when I unplugged the bounce house cord, the reset button came out. So what I did was I realized it. Someone said, push the button in. And immediately, power came back and we enjoyed the snow cones. Come on. Come on. That's a clap. Come on. And there's snow cones were good. We had cherry. What was cherry? And it was orange. Is orange even a flavor? Orange. So blueberry. What was it, Chris? It was blue. Raspberry. Whatever. It was good, though. It was good. And although the snow cone machine was connected to the power source, it didn't have power until I pushed the button. And I know y'all looking at me like, what this got to do with? Well, what I am saying, many of us in here today, God has given us power through him, but we haven't pushed the button to activate his power. We haven't tapped into the power that Jesus has given unto us, because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And because it's given to Jesus, guess who else has power? You and I. For some of us, now, this could be your plight, we may not think we have power. Or it may be that you may think you got power, but you may not know how to tap into it. And maybe that's the reason why some of us are still in the same situations, the same circumstances, the same deliverance we've been in over the past couple of years, or the last 2 weeks, or the last months. Y'all, we have been entangled, we have been imprisoned, we have been trapped by the same circumstances because we haven't tapped or activated or pushed a button into the power that has been given to us. And I know some of us or some of you might be looking at me like, Pastor E, how do you even know that I have this power that you suggest? Well, can I tell you what I do know? Here's what I do know. If you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then you and I have power. That's what I know. It was in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was telling them that you will receive power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will have power. Y'all, when we accept Jesus Christ and we open up our mouths and believe in our heart that he rose on that third day, Jesus has promised to give us a comforter, and that comforter has a name of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what gives us our power. It's that power that comes from the Holy Spirit that was promised to us that came in the next chapter of Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit came down in that room where they were gathered all together, and it came like a rushing wind. It came with fire of tongues, and everybody in there had power. Y'all, and it's that same Spirit that comes to give us power. It's the same Spirit, according to 2 Timothy verse 1, chapter 1, verse 7, that for the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but here it is, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So the Spirit that's working within us doesn't give us fear, but it gives us, come on, say it with me, power. Luke 10, verse 19, Jesus says to his disciples, I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you, because you do know the enemy does have power. And Jesus says, you're going to need power to defeat the enemy that comes up against you. And he says, but I've given you power and authority, that dunamis power, to trample on snakes and scorpions. And for layman terms, are those people in your life? I don't want to talk about it. Come on, y'all need one. Y'all want to be, there's some snakes that's in your field right now, talking about you behind your back. But God gives you power. Come on. Colossians 1:11 says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience joyfully. Y'all, we're going to go through some stuff, but it's the power. If we tap in it, we will have endurance to go through it. He'll give us the patience to make it through it, and he will do it with the power. We will do it joyfully. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us. And I don't know who this is for, but I hope I just helped you today, that you thought you walked in here and you didn't think you had power. But I don't know who this is for, but the devil is a liar. You have power today. Accept that Jesus, power belongs to you. Come on, tell somebody, tap into his power. Y'all, Bridge Church, I am so grateful for our protagonist this morning in our text, which is Paul and Silas, because they show us how to tap into God's power in the midst of not so favorable circumstances. Can you believe it? Paul and Silas end up in jail. Verse 25, they in jail, praying and singing. But if you read, starting in verse 16, before we get to 25, you'll read that they were on their way to the place of prayer. And they get distracted by a woman who won't leave them alone. So Paul gets irritated and casts the demon up out this lady. I didn't say, never mind. No, I'm not going to do it. Isn't it? Y'all, isn't it just like the enemy to bother you and I, especially when we're trying to mind our own business? Okay. Maybe it's just me, but I know through 21 days of prayer, I'm trying to mind my business. I'm trying to get through 21 days, and here come the enemy getting in my business. Okay, all right, maybe I'm the only one. Okay, so for some of us, y'all were trying to get to church this morning, but for some reason, apparently, this will be the day that the car had issues. The car won't start. Some of us told ourselves that the start of 21 days of prayer and fast, I'm going to be at them Saturday morning janks at 9 a.m. Then all of a sudden, the first Saturday, I'd start not feeling well. Then the next Saturday, it was my kids not feeling well. Okay, maybe I'm talking to myself. I know I'm not the only one who has ever tried to get to the place of prayer, because I made up in my mind I needed to get to the house. I know prayer changes things. I know I'm trying my hardest to get to the place, because I know when I get there, things will change. Lives will be renewed. I will be refreshed. God's got a word for me. I know. And I made up in my mind calls. Tire goes flat. And for some of us, it was just, I just ain't going. Got quiet. And the enemy makes you believe that the church ain't gonna miss you. They're not gonna see you not there. And that's what happens to Paul and Silas. They are on their way to the place of prayer. They get distracted by a woman who won't leave them alone. So I didn't say this in the first, and I said I won't go say this in the first. Be careful. This ain't nothing against women. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, no, I'm just saying. Only thing to make men fall, money, women, right, in ministry. I'm just throwing it out there. You got to be careful. Got to be careful. But here's what I love about what they do. So what happens is they get annoyed. They cast out the demon, which leads them to getting whipped and then put in jail. They cast this demon out. People get upset because they're messing with their moneymaker at this point. They get upset because now this woman has been freed from what was keeping her bounded. So they get upset and say whatever they teach it ain't right. So they put him in jail. They doing it the God idea, and they put him in jail. And here's what I love about what Paul does here. The text said he was annoyed. Y'all, this blew my mind. Because people always say, I've heard it all the time, that everything's in the Bible. Man, he was annoyed. He was irritated. And he turns to this woman and says, come out, you spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I know when I'm annoyed, when I'm irritated, I know how I'm going to respond, and it ain't in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm just going to be. So is that just me this morning? My response ain't going to probably be the best response, and it ain't going to be in his name. But Paul, instead of spazzing out, he taps into the power of God. Paul teaches us a lesson here that it's okay to be annoyed, y'all. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to have emotions. You're going to be overwhelmed. It's going to be tough on you. It's okay to be upset, but the lesson is we shouldn't allow how we feel to dictate our actions. Because we know when something is bothering us, come on, it can take us out of who we are. Come on, talk to me. And sometimes I can get so emotional and I turn into somebody else. But what Paul teaches us, it's okay, y'all, and this is it. It's a pet peeve of mine that I'll come back to my sermon. Don't try to tell me how to feel. You can't tell me how this made me feel. But what I can do is respond how I should respond. So it shouldn't dictate my actions. So here it is. If your work is annoying you, if the people in your cubicle and your boss and everybody starting to get on your nerves, tell them to leave you alone in the name of Jesus. If your kids and your siblings and your family members annoy you, let them know before I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Look how I'm saying it now. Look how I'm saying it. I don't want you to think I said go out, lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. I'll pray for you. When the emotion tries to win, take that thought captive and make it obedient to Christ in the name of Jesus. Y'all, I come to tell somebody, stop trying to handle your emotions on your own. Some stuff don't need a response. Some things you don't have to respond to. Matter of fact, just get you a draft box in your mind. Go ahead and say what you was going to say in your mind and put it away in your draft box so you can go back every day and fill in what you should have taken out and put in what you need to take in, because sometimes stuff don't need to be responded to. Paul and Silas, y'all, are in jail, but that does not stop them from tapping in to the power of God. They are in prison with shackles and chains. They are being watched by God. They are in shackles. They're in prison. They're in prison for something they didn't do. They are entrapment. They are locked up. They are chained up. Do you know that this is the enemy's attempt to get them to not to tap into the power of God? Because Satan thought, because of their circumstance, because of their situation, because of them being mishandled, because of them being in chains, because of them being trapped, because of them being abused, Satan thought that Paul and Silas would shut up. What Satan didn't know was that Paul and Silas knew the power of God. And so instead of shutting up, regardless of being in a change, they started praying and they started singing. And I'm going to tell you, can I tell you that for some of us, the enemy's job is to keep us bound to our past. The enemy's job is to keep us shackled to our mistakes. It's to keep us trapped to our sins. It's to keep us trapped to our thoughts. That's why he tries to shut you and I up daily, making you think that you don't know how to pray, making us believe that God doesn't want to hear from us, thinking us think that our voice is not wanting to be heard. But can I tell you this morning that the devil is a liar? Because the enemy knows how powerful you will be if you begin to open up your mouth. The enemy will know how powerful you will be if you begin to open up your mouth. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but the enemy's up in this season, but he don't know what I've been through. Huh? He don't know what I had to go through. I'm not going to shut up. Y'all, I'm going to be honest, and this is me being therapeutic this morning. Here it is. Because oftentimes, y'all, when we go through some stuff and we are, and that stuff is overwhelming us, whether it could be addiction, whether it could be anxiety, whether it could be depression, where it could be suicidal thoughts, whatever it is that we're going through, whether what is that it tries to overwhelm us so much that we won't even go to God. And sometimes you're so disgusted with yourself, you don't even want to open up your mouth and talk to your own self. And he knows. The enemy knows. But you know what's crazy about this? It's crazy to me is they are in jail. Their hands are shackled. Their feet are shackled. But the jailer does not shut their mouth up. See, it's our mind that tells us that we shouldn't say anything. See, it's us that keep. But today, I don't know who I'm talking to, but God says if you begin to open up your mouth, if you begin to give him the best praise that you can, if you go to God in prayer, the enemy knows how powerful you're going to be. Matter of fact, the enemy is scared. He knows if you begin to talk, he knows how he knows that you're getting ready to turn your family around. He knows your job is going to be different. He knows your purpose is going to stand. He don't want you to talk. He don't want you to sing. He wants you to stand there and just be like this and be bound because he knows how powerful you're going to be. Because he knows sin won't have you trapped anymore. He knows your past will no longer have you bound anymore. Your mistakes will be loosed. You and I will be free so we can be who God calls us to be. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Y'all, freedom is where the real power is. Dr. Martin Luther King says it this way, freedom is never voluntary. By the oppressor, it must be demanded by the oppressed. Y'all, when we participate in our own freedom, we tap into the power of God. And the reason why some of us are still bound, why some of us are still entangled, why some of us are still in shackles, why some of us are still our sin, it's because we won't participate in our own freedom. But today God has given you access to him. Who am I preaching to this morning that understands that I got a chance to get tapped in to his power? Because if I participate and go to the one who gives me power,
And I don't know about y'all, I want to be free. I don't want to be bound to the things that has me messed up. Y'all, when we participate in our own freedom, y'all, we tap into the power of God. Look at the text. Paul and Silas is in jail. And at midnight, the Bible says they were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake of the jail were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains came loose. Y'all, that's a problem with people. They don't know when to shout or get excited. They were singing and praying. Then an earthquake came. Then the chains that had them bound came loose. The door that was shut on their future came open. I'm going to wait till you get it. They were singing and they were praying. And then the ground shook. Man, I can have an earthquake and still get loose. But because they were singing and because they were praying, the door opened up to their future. They were no longer chained and bound. Y'all, they could have easily thrown a pity party. Come on, y'all know how we do. They could have easily just said, down bad. They could have easily just given up and done nothing. They could have easily shut up. But instead, they tapped in. They started praying and singing to God. And honestly, I can't tell you if it sounded good or not. But my Bible says in Psalm 101 through 2, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. And would you know, because they sang, and as they were praying, there was a violent earthquake that came and shook the foundation of the jail so much so that the doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Y'all, I believe that this is the season that when we tap into his power, God will send an earthquake that will shake up the foundation of what you and I have been bound to. Okay, chains are about to be shaken loose. Be free from the root of the issue so we won't keep running back to imprisonment. He has the power to violently tear up that generational curse that looms over you that you had nothing to do. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God is getting ready to shake up your foundation. God is getting ready to uproot the cause of God is getting ready to uproot the cause of that depression. God is getting ready to make way so you and I can no longer be bound to what had us bound. He's getting ready to shake up the past that had us bound. He's getting ready to shake up the root cause of the addiction. Getting ready to get the root up out of there. He's getting ready to shake up the way you and I thought we're supposed to be loved and love us the right way. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I want to be loved the right way, and I'm not going to be walking in shame or guilt anymore because I got power. Y'all, today someone will leave with a firm foundation. One that will stand the test of time. That means whether it rains, whether it snows, whether the wind may blow, whether the thunder and lightning may come, whatever may come your way, firm foundation. And you know what that firm foundation is? He goes by the name of Jesus Christ. Who am I preaching to that understands the only way I can get through what I'm going through is if I submit it all to Jesus? Is there anybody in here that can testify with me? If I didn't submit Jesus, I wouldn't be where I am today. Come on, give him some praise. Come on. Come on, give him some praise. If I did, Y'all know what else is interesting about this story? It wasn't just Paul and Silas that got freed that was unchained. Okay, y'all got it. Paul and Silas got free, but everybody that was connected to Paul and Silas. Okay, come on, somebody's chains gonna get loose today. The Bible made it very clear that they weren't the only ones locked up. They're praying and singing. People were listening, and they started tapping into the power of God, and they started helping other people get free. Y'all, tapping in to his power ain't just for us in this season. It's also for those who are connected to us as well. Y'all, it don't make sense for us to walk around free when we see people on a daily basis struggling trying to be free. It don't make sense for us to be free and we see people in our families struggling with bondage. Matter of fact, some of them struggling, but it don't make sense. But can I tell you, when you begin to tap into his power, your family will be getting saved. When you tap into his power, your children will get saved. When you tap into his power, your co-workers will get saved. When you tap into his power, your nieces, your uncle, your greasy granddaddy, everybody will start getting, say, who am I preaching to that says I gotta tap into his power? Y'all, and if matter of fact, tapping into his power might literally save somebody's life, literally. Check out the text. The jailer was literally about to kill himself in verse 27. Huh? But a free Paul, a free, someone who's no longer in chains, yells out, "We are here." The jailer runs in, asks, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul and Silas gives him the plan of salvation. My God. Jesus us to tap into the power of our God so we can help save lives physically and literally too. Can I tell you, what if you're going through what you're going through in this season is for you to tap into his power so you can save somebody who's thinking about giving it up. You can save somebody who's thinking white flag. Somebody's probably trying to take pills and you know something about it, but God can begin to use you to save their life. And I don't know about y'all, God didn't send me just to make sure I'm good. God sent me to make sure my family is good. God sent me to make sure my church family is good. God sent me to make co-workers are good. I can't be selfish with my Jesus because I know what Jesus done for me. Is there anybody else's testimony? You know what Jesus has done for you. He saved me from my own self. He got me out of places I should still be in. Who am I preaching to that says I got a testimony that can save somebody else's life? Y'all, so the question now becomes, how do I tap into his power? So if you're writing things down, there's three ways, and we're going to go with number one, to his power through the power of partnership. Partnership. Notice what the Bible says. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. The Bible says Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. It wasn't just Paul tapping in. It wasn't just Saul tapping in. It was the both of them tapping in. Y'all, and that's probably why the earthquake was so violent. Because something happens when two people who are like-minded and agree and touch and agree, something shifts. And I don't know about y'all, I need somebody in my life that can get a prayer to God. I need somebody in my life that's connected to Jesus. Y'all, and don't get me wrong, I'm pretty sure Paul and or Silas can get a prayer through individually. Something happens when you and I partner with someone else, and not just partner, but partner with someone else in agreement. Because the great philosopher Neo said it this way, "I'm a movement by myself, but we are a force when we're together." It's one thing for me to pray for myself or pray by myself at home for my family, but it hits different when my wife joins me. It hits different when her and I come together, because the Bible says 1,000 can, we can, two, one can put 1,000 into flight, but two could put 10,000 into flight. It's one thing For me to be praying for the community, but if something happens when I connect with somebody with a like mind, and I don't know who I'm preaching to, but at the end of the day, God has called us to be in partnership with somebody, and that's why I'm so grateful for the Bridge Church, because connect groups are coming up in a couple of weeks, and then Saturday, connect group host training. Some of you can open up your homes and connect, and some of you could just be a part of connect groups. And I realize being a part of connect groups helps me to change my life even better. But do you know Jesus majors in partnerships? It was Jesus who called regular fishermen to become fishers of men. He was the one who sent his disciples two by two. He knows something happens. Matthew 18, verses 19 through 20, it says, "Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them." See, you can be a movement by yourself, but I want Jesus to be with me. And the only way Jesus can be with me is if I connect with somebody that has the like mind with me. And today, you got a chance to connect with some like-minded believers. Come on and give God some praise in this place. Y'all, Jesus is constantly reminding us and commanding us to love one another. He is. It's for everybody. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. He knows how important linking up with somebody is. And I'm not sure who this is for, but stop walking on this journey by yourself. Tap into the power of partnership with some like-minded believers, because some of us are walking on this journey alone. And yes, you have your own journey to walk through, but it was never meant for you to walk it by yourself. Partner with someone who will touch and agree with you. We need someone in our lives that can also get a prayer through, someone who can make a joyful noise with you when it looks like everybody else is silent. Can you be the one that raise up a standard, mouth, and give them the best praise that you can? Y'all, Michael Jordan, the GOAT of basketball, greatest player of all time. Come on, say it again. One more time. Yeah. If you want to debate, meet me after church. But he didn't become the GOAT, and he didn't win championships until he had some help. When Chicago drafted Scottie Pippen, that's when they started going on a tear. And Michael Jordan started passing the ball. He realized, I needed some help. The Avengers didn't beat Thanos one by one. They ganged up on that homeboy. Something happens when you connect. Y'all, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm not eating a jelly sandwich. I'm not eating a peanut butter sandwich. It gets stuck right up here every time. But when you put them together, something happens. Magic takes place, and I don't know but God is telling you, don't do it by yourself. Matter of fact, God majors in partnerships, because it's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And if God can't do it by himself, guess who he needs? He needs you. Y'all, it's power in partnerships. Y'all, secondly, through the power of prayer. Paul and Silas had to know something about the power of prayer, y'all. Y'all, it's about midnight, and they are praying. Notice, the text does not state when they started praying. Or matter of fact, it doesn't state how long they were praying. All we know is that they were praying, and then the earthquake came at midnight. Y'all, to me, this is the true definition of push. Come on, y'all know what that, pray until something happens. My grandmother would say, tarry long. Tarry as long as you can. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 helps us to say, it helps us to say, to be unceasing,
persistent in prayer. Colossians 4 and 2 says, be persistent and devoted to prayer, being alert and focused in your prayer life with an attitude of thanksgiving. Y'all, which simply means for us to be in consistent communication with our Lord. So that's why I'm so grateful for these 21 days. It's allowed us to be in constant and consistent communication with our Lord. Matter of fact, the Bridge Church has gracefully opened up opportunities for you and I to come in and have consistent communication with our God. Can I tell you, in order to have a great relationship with somebody, you got to talk to them. You got to talk to them. If you want to know all about them, you got to go to the one on a consistent basis. Can I tell you? Y'all, in order for your homes and our homes to run the way they're supposed to, you and I need a word from the Lord. And not just on Sunday morning. We need a word on Monday. We need a word on Tuesday. We need a word on Wednesday. We need a word on Thursday. A word on Friday. We need a word every. Here's why I say that. Because in order, here's what I realized. The scripture says, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans for you to prosper and not to be harmed by me. Plans for you to have a hope and a future. The Lord has plans for us. How do we know about these plans? We need to go to the plan maker. So if he wants me to prosper, I got to go to him for the plan to prosper. If he wants me to escape harm, I got to go to him for the escape route. There's a hope that lies that I know I'm holding on to, so that means I got to go to him. I got to have a word. I can get it is if I put myself in position. I got to put myself in a posture to receive from him. And as I'm receiving from him, I'm praying towards him and I'm in constant communication with the one who can make sure I'm all right. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but today is a day. Enough is enough. I'm not going to be distracted anymore. I'm going to set aside a time to pray with my God. I'm going to get to myself. I'm going to set an alarm. Today is the day where I'm going to put him in my life, not just when I get a chance, but because he gave me a chance. Who am I preaching to that understands he didn't have to give you a chance? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all, and Paul and Silas, they're praying. And when they were praying, guess what? Other people were listening to them. And here's what I love about it. When you're free and you know you no longer like holding me bound, I don't care who listening to me when I pray. They didn't care who was around them. They didn't care about what people might say. The focus was communication with the Father. May I ask you, what's your focus in this season? Is it making sure you and communication with God, or is it worrying about what other people think? Y'all, it's time for us to be in the right posture in this season so we can make God decisions, so we can have good God ideas instead of good ideas. And I'm not sure if I know, but what I do know, that prayer changes things. Is there anybody in here that has been a benefit and knows that prayer changes things? Matter of fact, I know the reason why I'm here, because prayer shifted my life. Is there anybody else's testimony? If grandmama didn't pray for me, if my mama didn't pray for me, matter of fact, if I didn't pray for myself, I wouldn't be where I am today. Is there anybody else's testimony? If prayer didn't shift some things in my life. Power in prayer. God wants to hear from you and I. Y'all, also, number three, then I'm out your way. I'm going to close with this. Through the power of praise. Paul and Silas were singing hymns to God.
Honestly, y'all, this is the action that they took that confused me a little bit. See, I can understand going to God, praying about a situation that isn't favorable to me. I can understand that. I can understand. But singing about it? What do they? Because in the words of that great theologian Akon, they are locked up and they won't let them out. And let's be honest, it's not too many of us in here unless we that singing to God about our current situation and singing to God about it. But I'm going to be honest with you. As I was preparing this message, then the Holy Spirit arrested me in my thought process. Singing to God is a form of praise to God. When we are giving praise to our God, we are honoring God by giving thanks to him for what he has done. Mess me up. So in the midst of being locked up, in the midst of being in chains, in the midst of not knowing how long they were going to be, they still had a praise on their lips. Y'all messing me up. Because I don't know how long this situation is going to be. I don't know how long it's going to take for this to be finalized. I don't know how long I'm in this situation. But Paul and Silas still had a praise on their lips. And I'm not sure what they were singing. But whatever they were singing, it was towards God. And I believe they were saying thank you. Thank you for still being a good God. Thank you for be worse. I could be dead and gone, but I'm still here. They could have been singing, thank you, God, because you already have done enough. If you don't do anything else, I still won't be able to thank you enough. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, and you're going through some situations right now, and the situation is tough, but I don't know if you still got a thank you on your lips, because God has already bought you out before. Guess what? If he's done it before, he can do it again. So this kind of reminds me of Psalms 121, 1 through 2, where it says, I rise to the hills, from which cometh my help, from where my help come from, because I know my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Y'all, if you do your study on this text, these people were going on a pilgrimage to the hill in Jerusalem. They were on their way to the hill, to the city, but they still were singing, I will look up unto the hills from which cometh my help. They didn't make it, but they were singing. They weren't there yet, but they were singing. But they see what they was going, and I don't know who I'm preaching to. You may not be there yet, but you see where you're going. It may not be right now on the way. Do you still got a thank you on your lips? Who's got a thank you on your lips? Who's got a thank you, God? Because you didn't have to do it. Who can say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I'd be when I look. I ain't where I used to be, but I sure ain't who I used to be. Who I'm preaching to that says, thank you, thank you, thank you for saving me, for saving me. Y'all, they could have been singing reasons to dance. They could have been singing my future. They could have been singing, worthy is the Lamb. They could have been singing, a mighty fortress is our God. They could have went to that hymn, he will keep you. They could have went to that hymn, my soul will wait. They could have been singing Psalms 23. They could have been singing, the Lord is I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. Who am I preaching to? Who's got a song on their lips? Who's got a thank you? Who's got a thank you this morning? Come on. I know it could have been worse, but thank you, Jesus.
thank you. Thank you because Jesus died. He died for you and me. He gave up his life so we can have life and have it abundantly. Who am I preaching to that says thank you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. I honor you today. I shouldn't be here, but you did it anyway. Come on, people of God. Come on, get free. Participate in freedom. Come on, get free. Get free today. Come on, shackles release. Shackles remove. Demon, come out. You will no longer be trapped by sin. Who am I preaching to that says thank you? Come on, thank you. Come on, thank you. Y'all don't wait till you leave here to get free today. This is your opportunity this morning. God wants somebody to break through this morning. He's given you power. Power to get over that depression. Power to get over that anxiety. Power. Suicidal thoughts. Power to get over that abuse. Power to get over that somebody stabbing you in your back. Power to get over that sickness. Come on, if that's you, come on, run up. Come on, come on, come on. If you want prayer this morning, this is for you. Come on, if you're watching, come on, begin to pray for them. Partner with them. I need some partners. Somebody get a prayer through for your people this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, begin to lift up your own mouth. Come on. Come on, lift them up. Come on. Begin to pray to them. Let them know how much you love them. Come on, tell them how much you need them in this moment. Freedom is happening. Lord, we love you. Thank you for those who stepped out on faith this morning. God, they need a touch of your power. God, some of us have been in prison for a long time. Some of us have been bound to the very thing that's been trying to take us out for a long time. Some of us have been to our mistakes for a long time. But today, you just told us we got power to try to spawn snakes and scorpions. You just told us you've given us all authority. So God, in the name of Jesus, by the power me, I pray that they start believing that they got power in the name of Jesus. Matter of fact, chains shall be loosed. God, foundations shall be shaken. God, I pray that sin no longer entangle them. Today is a new day. People are leaving renewed. Fresh. Today is a new day because God, if you wanted to forget about them, you'd have left them where they were a long time ago. So God, I say thank you. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for who they are in the name of Jesus. There's purpose on their lives. There's purpose in their hearts. God, you don't forget them. God, they're here for a reason. God, get a blow of fresh wind on their lives. They won't leave here the same. They'll leave here renewed. God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we give you glory, your praise. God, we lift you up. God, we give you all glory. God, we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all, come on. So if you believe that, if you believe you're free, because who the Son sets free, It may not happen. It may not take place right now. But if you can see it, if you can just believe it, it's on the way. I dare you to lift up your hands and open up your mouth on the expectation that God's going to blow a wind, that God's going to heal, that God's going to set free. What's your expectation? God's going to do it. 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 Do me a favor, hug somebody next to you. Come on, somebody needs that hug. Tell them the Lord's gonna do it for you. The Lord's gonna do it. God's gonna do it. He's gonna do it. I believe God's gonna do it. Just because of your faithfulness, because of He's gonna turn it around just like that. I'ma believe God's gonna do it. I'm a believer. Come on, y'all give God some praise this morning. Come on. Come on, y'all. Y'all put your hands together. God is going to release. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand all over this place. Hallelujah. Let's stand all over this place. Y'all, and the word has gone out today. And I'd be remiss if I didn't offer you Jesus. I could do all the preaching, and I could do all the shouting, and I could do all the hollering. If it doesn't mean, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. And Jesus is the one who gives you the power. So if today is your day that you want to tap into His power, this is your chance. With every eyes closed and head back, this is your chance to tap into His power. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. I promise you, we won't call you out. We just want to make sure that you receive Him today and that you'll walk out of here with all power. Come on, I see some hands. Hallelujah. Come on, with them hands, those hands raised, repeat after me. Lord, I give you my life. I believe that you rose on that third day. And when you rose with all power in your hands. Now salvation belongs to me. Cover me. Guard me. Love on me. Protect me. God, set these shackles free today. Let me loose so I can be the person you called me to be. Father, I love you. In Jesus' name. And everybody who love God, shout amen.